Case: educate George on markets and portfolio management. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: a client, George, has reached out after reading an alarming news headline which suggests that the stock market is going to take a plunge. George is careful with his money and a cautious investor. When he first started thinking about investing, his goal was to save for a comfortable retirement and to help put his kids through college. George: have you read this? It's crazy. We put a lot of our savings into our investments, but now we might lose it all. Counselor: I did see that, George. Yes, it's certainly alarming. George: what do you suggest I do? Question 1. George seems to be asking for advice that a counselor cannot provide. Framing their response through the lens of how the markets work, how might a counselor respond? Question 1 sample response. It is very important for the counselor to empathize with George in this situation. Big market movements can be a shock to investors. Anxiety, in turn, can lead to impulsive decisions. The counselor can offer to be an additional resource for additional questions that he might have and can also provide some education about how markets can fluctuate, but should ultimately refer George to an appropriate professional. Counselor: it's certainly stressful and I understand your concern. Sometimes politics and other world events can leave us feeling powerless, especially when they have an impact on our day-to-day lives, like our investments. I know it's easier said than done, but it's important not to act rashly. Remember, the markets can fluctuate and sometimes wildly, so it's important to make decisions based on good information. What I would recommend is that you speak to your investment professional. They will be able to tell you more about what is happening, how it might affect your portfolio, and if there are any options available to you. If it could help, we can come up with some questions to ask them together. Question 2. George accepts that an investment professional will be able to give him more information. Okay, what should I ask them? How can a counselor assist their client in this way? Question 2 sample response. George is clearly still anxious, which makes sense. It is important that the counselor continues to acknowledge the difficulty of the situation and to empathize with his position. An explanation of market volatility probably will not assuage his concern entirely, but helping George prepare for a meeting with an investment professional might prove useful. Counselor, it is completely understandable to feel stressed in this situation. I'd recommend you speak to an investment professional. They will be able to talk to you more about how the current situation will affect your portfolio, but they will also be able to discuss options that you might have if you need to make any changes. I know it's easier said than done, but the important thing is not to panic. Take the time to learn more about what is going on and come up with an informed plan. To that end, think about asking the professional to clearly explain what is actually happening, what this means for your investments. Maybe ask if this has happened before, and ask if there is anything you can or should do now.